Hi Sahil, thank you very much for being a part of this. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Prashant.
Yeah.
Great to meet you as well.
So I think Sahil, before we get into something more, why don't you just tell us about yourself, right? I mean, a bit about your entrepreneurial journey.
Sure. No, I actually spent some time in India and the US working in insurance tech.
And when was this?
This was in 2004, 5 onwards, and started with Max Life here. I went for my studies, for my postgrad to the US, then ended up working there for a little bit. But ended up in insurance tech, building products for large enterprises there. But I was always avid, was an avid website developer, was very fond of the internet sort of revolution, so to speak, and wanted to get into that.
Right.
And that's kind of how early ideas of saying, well, let's figure out something in India. You know, there will be change and growth of digital in India. How can we be a part of it? And that was the early jump in 2012.
So 2012 is when you started.
Yeah.
उससे पहले आप इंश्योरेंस टेक कर रहे थे?
हाँ जी।
हाँ।
But I did get, I remember that in the US, the whole insurance aggregator, you know, comparison business was very big.
Right.
To the point where there were companies selling the tech so you could launch a business like that. So it had become quite common. And I used to think about it.
हाँ।
यार इंडिया में क्यों नहीं है? Called up a few friends also at Max saying कि यार ये why is this not happening? And most people said कि यार APIs वगैरह कुछ है नहीं अभी.
Right.
So I said ठीक है, this is like you know, just ignored it at the point.
हाँ।
So I thought about it, but obviously didn't think that was exciting enough. And like I said, you know, I had seen Amazon as a consumer there. I had seen what Shopify was doing there. That was
Right.
actually the real kind of eureka for us, saying that India has got 50 million entrepreneurs, and at some point, they are all going to want to be online because
Right.
that's the more efficient way of doing this. And we saw the market, and we saw that nobody was really focusing on them. Nobody was building any tools for them. In fact, the entire ecosystem was not present. Shipping was broken, payments was broken, nothing was there
Right.
in 11, 12. Heck, even Amazon hadn't launched in India
yeah,
yet.
That's
that's
right.
how
Yeah,
early it
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of got us, you know, Gautam and I, who's my co-founder at the time, excited to kind of, you know, look into this market more deeply.
So from the insurance tech, you thought about really the solving the problem about shipping and
yeah.
creating and no, but largely for the entrepreneurs or largely for the large organizations like an Amazon or a Flipkart?
Only
I mean,
for entrepreneurs.
Only for entrepreneurs.
So we were quite clear about, you know, where the need was most unserved, right? And there's no fun in only building a business, right? For
Right.
us, it was about how do we, you know, how do we change how things are done? How do we kind of create a legacy, so to speak, where you look back and you say, okay, we changed how something would be done.
So क्या change किया आपने 10 साल में?
सर एक तो अपनी एज चेंज हो गई काफी
नहीं अपनी एज चेंज हो गई
बाल बाल उड़ गए
बट यू स्टिल लुक वेरी यंग यू लुक द सेम राइट
देन यू हैव सीन मी 10 इयर्स अगो देन
आई सॉ योर पिक्चर 10 इयर्स अगो
बाल बाल थोड़े कम हो गए बट आई थिंक फॉर अस यू नो द मिशन वाज ऑलवेज टू से दैट वी हैव टू सिंपलीफाई सेलिंग आई मीन दैट्स व्हाट वी यूज्ड टू कॉल आवर टैगलाइन दो तीन बार पिवट हो गए काफी बैड प्रोडक्ट्स लेके गए मार्केट में टू अंडरस्टैंड की फाइन नीड एक्चुअली किधर है एंड अल्टीमेटली व्हेन वी लैंडेड ऑन शिपिंग सो बेसिकली व्हाट वी रियलाइज्ड इज दैट for us to try and build Shopify, see Shopify got built in the US
Right.
when you had FedEx, you had UPS, you had stores, you had
Yeah.
credit, you had payments. What you didn't have is a way to sell.
Right.
A website builder, easy to do,
Right.
wo problem tha wahan.
Right.
India mein the problem was ki all this was not there.
It was not there.
And we were still trying to clone Shopify. We did it for a few years. Tab hum Cart Rocket ke naam se apne aap ko market karte the. So we were shopping cart.
Right.
And then we realized that yeah, the components themselves are not there. So how can a shopping cart work?
Right.
And that's when we pivoted into saying that okay, maybe we should build one of these components. And shipping stood out as the most kind of pressing component because you could still manage the others. But if you could not move your goods from point A to point B, then you could not do commerce,
right.
basically.
Right.
Right. That's kind of how we landed into shipping, and we built it as a tech platform.
Hmm.
You know, we actually didn't get into the supply chain ourselves. We went to the market, found the partners who could do it, found the broken gaps, and started to stitch them. And that's kind of how the shipping platform came about. And if you ask me, in the last 10 years, you know, one, we've been beneficiaries of the digital transformation that has generally happened in the market. UPI today is the largest real-time payments network
Right.
in the whole world. You know, there is Amazon and Flipkart and others have done a great job at actually creating awareness both in the merchant side and the consumer side. All of those things along with smartphones, data, all of that has helped us.
Right.
But at the same time, the gap around the ecosystem for commerce continues to exist. And we think that we've actually been able to impact that to a great degree by letting merchants be able to, you know, hundreds of thousands of merchants be able to actually scale their business, run their business, grow their business using tools that ShipRocket provides today.
Right.
And is it B2C and delivery at the doorstep that you're doing, yeah, or is it like largely warehouse management that you're doing?
It's almost all of it is e-commerce deliveries.
What is your average delivery promise to the customers?
No, so the promise will vary based on the pickup and delivery point, right? So if it's a within Delhi shipment.
If I were to do a mobile phone in Delhi.
From where?
From Delhi.
So it can happen in one day.
Right. मैं जाके लेके आऊँगा 2 घंटे में.
बिल्कुल सर. And उसका cost अलग है. And most people and consumers.
But is it going to become 2 hours at any point in time?
It will. For certain categories, I would reckon it has. Right.
Right.
But I think वो थोड़ा different. So if you look at e-commerce in general, you've got your staples, you've got your sort of more commodity everyday items, you've got FMCG. Those I think the 2 hour delivery, 30 minute, 10 minute deliveries are great examples of that. But if you talk about the longer tail of e-commerce, when you want to buy apparel, home goods, furniture, jewelry, anything like that, which is more sort of varied assortment, those are almost never, like our mix of within the same city deliveries is 5%.
Right.
So 95% is not within the same city.
It's across cities.
And 60%, 70% of our both buyer and seller base is not tier one.
Right.
And that's only growing.
So you're actually serving the tier 2, tier 3
correct.
Markets.
So it's real Bharat commerce.
Bharat commerce.
It is very much Bharat commerce, right. And it's all unstructured.
Right.
Almost 30% of our transactions actually come from like the meta products like right. WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram. There's not even a shopping channel.
Right.
People are like manually chatting with each other, creating orders, and then writing them to ShipRocket to say I need this delivered,
right,
or I want help with collecting cash on delivery. Can you do it for us?
No, no, that's phenomenal. How many pin codes are you doing right now?
As a platform, we started sort of working with pretty much, in the beginning, maybe 2 or 3 suppliers. But over time, we've got like 20, 30 suppliers now, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll cover everything. In fact, we have many overlaps
right.
in what we cover. We cover 21,000 pin codes, which is pretty much all of India. Mm-hmm. We even have India Post as a partner. So we cover even rural post offices. And for us, you know, it's about being able to provide the maximum reach and the maximum choice.
Right.
So that merchants can decide who they want to use basis cost, basis quality, basis certain other parameters. You know, if you're sending a 1/2 kilo packet, a 2 kilo packet, a lot of the parameters start to shuffle around.
Yeah. So it's a platform which is really a marketplace for the merchants to decide who they want to choose.
Yeah, I don't think it's a marketplace. You could use that analogy. Right. It's actually much more of a way for the merchants to get access into information that they otherwise would not see.
Yeah.
Most people would say that, okay, give it to me, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, but the merchants are also part of the transaction where they are smart about saying, okay, I want to be able to say, for example, if they know that a customer order is above 5,000, so they're a premium customer,
right,
they may want to use an air connection there to say, isko mujhe kal pahunchana hai. Versus, ki yaar, ye tier 3 order hai,
so isko main ek
din I'll save money here. And so that choice for them to be able to kind of build their business in that sense, which is what an Amazon does.
That's right.
Right? They do it themselves. We're simply enabling these merchants to be able to do it on our platform.
Right. And Sahil, just tell me, I mean, as a part of your journey, what's been that one or two, you know, high moments for you, right? I mean, where you've really said, I've achieved what I wanted to achieve.
When you start meeting random consumers who've heard of it, I think you feel like, okay, kuch impact hua hai. I would never say ki we've achieved what we wanted to achieve. I still believe we're at 1%. You know, all the founders and the team, everyone here is, by the way, we are built in a way where we want to build this company for 100 years, way beyond us.
Right.
Right. So our thinking is to actually build something which will last, right? So super long-term thinkers.
Right.
So I don't think we'll ever tell ourselves that, oh, we've achieved it, we've done it. But yeah, I mean, you need some motivation along the way. And when you have random people walk up and say, I got orders from you yesterday, or they were late, even that's good motivation, saying, okay,
right,
you finally started reaching some people.
Right.
I think that's a good encouragement for us and the team.
Uh-huh.
I think about the early few months of ShipRocket, like the first 3-6 months, that was a wow moment because we had products we were selling, I mean, the tech products we had built earlier, we had never seen the kind of metrics we saw with ShipRocket the day we launched.
Right.
I mean, the first, 6 months of launch. Like, we were seeing 25% conversions in a B2B funnel.
Huh.
Never saw it, right? We built something called a prepaid wallet for shipping because we were long tail kar rahe the, and we said, I cannot collect 100 bucks from this sort of people. And koi baat nahi, maybe only 5% people will adopt, but whatever they adopt, at least we'll be able to collect.
Right.
But we were surprised at how quickly people were depositing money into the wallet to start shipping. So those were some wow moments in the beginning that, boss, this is like, you know, are we sure, you know, the analytics is not wrong, you know, ye sahi hai na number. So, you know, we kind of quizzed ourselves a little bit, ki yaar ye thoda too good to be true lag raha hai. But ultimately, we realized ki bahut hi untapped, you know, unserved market thi. And suddenly, we came in with the insight we had gathered and it started to work.
So, what is still, in your view, kitna bhi market hai jo untapped hai, unserved hai, especially, I mean, at least in our country, kitna market hai jo abhi, which, where you want to make the change?
See, let's talk about it in two ways, right? Let's look at the current market and then let's look at where the market can head.
Right.
So right now, e-commerce is about 80-90 billion in total.
Hmm.
Out of this, maybe 15 odd billion happens on direct commerce. The rest happens on the marketplaces, right? So marketplaces, the way they are designed, they build all of these components all the way from marketing to payments to warehousing, shipping, customer service, returns.
Right.
और पूरा फिर खुद मैनेज करके ऐसे
वर्ल्ड
गार्डन स्टाइल बिजनेस होता है एंड यू डोंट हैव अ चॉइस राइट एंड दे ऑप्टिमाइज फॉर द बायर
राइट
बट व्हेन यू कम टू डायरेक्ट चैनल्स राइट व्हिच इज इंडिया में अभी 20% पकड़ लेते हैं 20% इज हैपनिंग डायरेक्ट नाउ दिस 20% हैज ऑल माइक्रो एंटरप्रेन्योर्स एसएमबीज ट्रेडर्स बिग ऑफलाइन ब्रांड्स ऑनलाइन ब्रांड्स एवरीबडी हुज यू नो अ पार्ट ऑफ देयर सेल्स और ऑल ऑफ देयर सेल्स आर डायरेक्ट
राइट
दैट्स व्हेन दे नीड द एंटायर स्वीट ऑफ थिंग्स टू से ओके आई ऑल्सो नीड पेमेंट्स I also need advertising, I also need shipping, and I also need customer service and loyalty. How do I stitch this all together and how can I make it the most efficient? And how do I make it to a point where I can beat the big guys or at least have a level playing field? So that's kind of where we come in and that's right. always been the mission, right? We started with shipping, which is our flagship still. 2 years ago, I mean 2.5 years ago in COVID, we started getting requests to also operate warehousing for our merchants,
right.
which today has become a network of warehouses across India, you know, 2 million strong footprint. So that got us into the storage and fulfillment business. Then a year ago, we went into payments
right.
with Shiprocket Checkout and processed around 1,000 crores of GMV already in less than a year. Also launched our India to World cross-border you know, which is helping merchants export as well.
Right.
And now are very actively focused on how can we help grow our merchants and how can we help grow the market
yeah.
by using capital as well as by using ads and
so
marketing.
So you're also providing funding to the merchants?
We are enabling funding to the merchants.
And how
right?
many merchants do you have right now?
So we have about 100,000 active in any given quarter.
And what's the plan?
A million merchants in the next 5 years. I think that's broadly how we are thinking.
And these are all tier 2, tier 3?
Most of them are tier 2. Tier 2. We have tier 1 as well, but uh-huh. a lot of
most
them
Most of them are.
So the new additions, like if you look at the split of the new additions, it's much more skewed towards 2, 3 and beyond.
Right. And you said that most of the deliveries you are doing is cross cities. So
correct.
Effectively,
correct.
Jo merchants Panipat mein aaj baithe hain,
wo Delhi mein bhi bech raha hai.
Dilli mein bhi bech raha hai.
Dilli ka banda Panipat mein bhi bech raha
hai. To aap wo enable kara rahe ho.
Haan ji.
I mean, that's so like phenomenal, right? So yeah. it is solving a big problem for the country. Making them available
I think across. Making them available and then
and then they are selling on their, you're not giving this, the from a sales standpoint, you're not giving
not yet, but that's what yet. I said. The yeah. next 2 years focus of the company is to say, how can we help them run better ads?
Right.
How can we help them with WhatsApp marketing? How can we help them with capital so they can grow their business?
Yeah.
So that's the new focus of the company. So in a way, we're trying to be the heartbeat of the SMB, and the SMB is the heartbeat of the economy.
Right.
So we're trying to be that sort of, you know, tech provider to say, look, you know, the large marketplaces do things a certain way. They use their intelligence of data. They use intelligent workflows and then they use a power of bulk
right.
to be able to do these things. We're simply taking that playbook, bringing it to the open market and saying, look, we can do the same thing, but do it in a way where we obsess over the merchant
right.
and let them decide how they want to do their business so that they have an option to build a direct, you know, direct yeah. business themselves rather than have an intermediary.
Right.
So in a way, we are building an alternate channel yeah, to marketplaces.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm sure the merchants will like it because margins are improving, reach is improving,
yeah, about,
and dependence is going down.
It's about half of and what, it costs half of what they pay.
And the dependence is coming down.
Correct.
Right?
I mean,
the
more importantly,
important thing is the dependence is coming down. And yeah, they are directly linked.
So many entrepreneurs who build their business only on one channel,
right.
without naming any channel.
Right.
And then over time, as they grow, you know, they'll end up kind of doing better in life, they'll buy a house, they'll buy a car. And then one fine day, right, suddenly, you know, some algo change, some other seller with a
yeah,
lower price,
in, yeah,
they're gone,
go,
right?
Yeah.
The merchants are now realizing that, look, we cannot just depend on a single channel.
Yeah.
We need to diversify. And, you know, by the way, selling on the marketplaces is a great way to scale your business. But you need to supplement. We always tell our merchants to supplement by having, you know, a direct channel as well. And if you're large enough, then an offline channel as well.
So, Sahil, in your entrepreneurial journey, and I know it's like a 12-year journey, which is fairly good. What are some of the learnings that you want to pass on to the people?
See, I think it's, first of all, it's a journey. And one needs to embrace it from day one. It's a roller coaster, you know, it'll always be like that. So you have to just strap in and like prepare yourself that it's, you know, people only look at the, you know, 10-year overnight success stories. Right. And then it's like, that, but that's not, that shouldn't be the reason you do it. You really have to feel an itch about something. It could be anything, but you have to really feel it. Otherwise, it will be very quickly to, you'll very quickly run out of steam. So that kind of focus.
So basically on, putting a purpose.
Putting a purpose is very important. I think it's very important to kind of go the distance because that keeps you going when you, and you will be down. There will be many ups and downs. It's just going to happen, right?
Right.
The second thing I think is focus, right? Just in terms of what you're doing at a given point. I know it sounds trivial, but it's not. Like, and I've spoken to many entrepreneurs and a lot of people struggle with this because what happens is there is not enough validation.
Right.
You start something, when something is super small, it looks like it's nothing. And you very quickly start to dismiss your own self, saying that, okay, maybe this is not the right thing to do. And then you keep jumping, right?
Right.
And that creates a lack of focus and spreads you too thin. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes if it is really not working, then you should very quickly cut the cord and move on.
Right.
But give it enough time, give it enough focus at that time, maybe 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, till you say that, yeah, this is really not kind of giving the right metrics versus saying that, you know, it is. So I think focusing on fewer things, even if they look like they're not moving, but you can see the early signs and so on. Until that happens, one shouldn't be focused. We did it a lot,
right,
and that was at least our learning. Maybe there are far better entrepreneurs who don't do it as much.
Right.
But I have found that a lot of people face similar kind of challenges. You know, I always think that you guys are going to die, but then you had something like up your sleeve, and then again and again. So I think that it could come from purpose, but I think one has to be very resilient in their head, saying that okay, just like I said, it's just keep at it. Just, you know, survive to scale, right? I think the third one is resilience, because you know, it takes a lot. I mean, there will be lots of things going wrong. It's very hard to predict. Startups by nature are trying to innovate, trying to kind of solve something that's never been done before, and there's going to be failure,
right?
So one has to be mentally kind of very strong about going the distance and kind of preparing oneself for these ups and downs, because they're going to happen.
Right.
There'll be many times when you'll want to throw in the towel and kind of just say that.
आपको कभी लगा कि छोड़ के चले जाते
हैं? First year में तो I joke with Gautam, my co-founder, he reminds me that every Friday you were like कि बस यार बंद करते हैं. It was more about saying कि नहीं हो रहा है यार, it's not happening. And then one, by the way, I also believe very strongly in having at least a co-founder, if not more. And we have four, because we over time kind of added more people to the founding team, but I actually believe it's very important, because it's like
you need to get that balance. 100%.
You need somebody to pat your back and saying, "Chal, koi nahi, you know, ho jayega, ho jayega." I know there's single founders who've done very well, but trust me, it's I feel blessed that, you know, we had that team very early on to kind of support each other.
Collectively, you can actually change
much
your
more,
thoughts,
much more. And we're the four founders here, Akshay, Vishesh, Gautam, and myself. We are very complementary. We bring something very different to the table. And that kind of just that dynamic is awesome, because, you know, superpower ban jati hai in a way, because everyone brings sort of this unique kind of thing to the table. And together it's like, oh wow.
So and what are you doing differently for in your organization? I mean, what are the two or three things that you're differently doing here?
Yeah, so we generally love to create categories, right? Because that's the company thrives on innovation, right? We ourselves have innovated a lot, right? We have come up with things which are not there today. And will be there tomorrow, and hopefully will become big tomorrow. So in many ways, we've taken that culture back into the org in every way. So if you think about the people side of things, you know, we've done a lot of innovative things around, like today, literally on our third floor, we're having a code fest, which is an internal, you know, generally people do hackathons to kind of attract talent and hire them and so on. We're doing it more to kind of, you know, crack really hard problems in very less time and get the team together. And we're creating these annual sort of properties for the team. Whether we did our ShipRocket Got Talent, we do ShipRocket Premier League for cricket. It's a lot of good innovation on the people side, which can become like a, and no one's done it.
Right.
Which is a very sort of innovative platform for employees and for us to learn as well, as we think about the next, you know, 10, 20 years. You know, in terms of processes as well, we are, it's a, you know, 2-3 years back, we started struggling a lot as ShipRocket scaled, the shipping business scaled, and we wanted to do these new three things. How do you do it in the same rhythm? Right? So we struggled with that for like 6 months, and we were very active thinkers about it.
Right.
Because we had seen the 0-1, we had done the 1-10, we were in the 10-100.
Right.
When we said, oh wait, there are these three more 0-1s, and how do we how do we do them both, right? And I think we came up with this view of saying that, look, we are going to mentally and sometimes physically isolate the 0 to 1s and the 10 to 100, 100 to 1000s, whatever.
Right.
Because the thinking is very different.
Right.
And we frequently move people around as well.
Okay.
Kind of try to think that, okay, who's better at what, including ourselves.
Right.
Right. Who can do what better, very actively thinking, even now. And that's really served us well and allowed us to build multiple businesses.
So you basically look at people, their skills, and then you start moving them around instead of straight jacketing them into a particular job.
Yeah, and everyone knows that in the company, so no one feels ki, oh, but I did this, maine bana diya tha, to farak nahi padta usse. Everyone knows ki, fine.
Right. I think that's a super thing to do, right?
It's very hard in the beginning because you feel ki, but you know, no one, I haven't seen other people do it, and this is not the standard. But once we got the hang of, you know, hang of it, and there were success stories, then it becomes much easier. Right. Yeah, theek hai. People have done it, it works. You know.
So that's one. And what's your attrition like, Sahil?
I think market here, it's not very different. I don't know the exact number. I think it's 15-18%. It's not very high.
It's not very high. So you're able to retain a lot of
100%.
Talent.
100%. In fact, a lot of our, like I was at our last town hall, I think, or the last one, we were like in five years ago, basically, if we were 200 people, 300 people, of that, nearly half the people are still here.
Okay, that's wonderful.
So we're looking at that way. We have enough old timers, you know, stuck around. And I'll tell you, a lot of it is the mission. The one thing we test in anybody when we are trying to get them on the team is, of course, culture fit, you know, hunger, all that's fine. But we look for that. And I get the fact that not everyone's going to be committed to the mission as they join. But they at least want to, they should have a view of being committed to some mission.
Right.
Right. That should be there.
And what's your mission?
Our mission is to power every SMB in India.
Right.
Right. To help them do commerce. We want to be able to create a level playing field. Want to be able to give them the right tools so that they can run their business. And
it resonates with everybody, right? Because people who come, I'm sure they've seen SMBs. In India, mein toh har ek jana entrepreneur hai.
Correct.
So I'm sure it resonates a lot with people, and that's the reason why they buy into it.
Correct. And it's a mission which is it's a net positive, right? It doesn't hurt anybody. It's creating value. It's not transferring value from party A to party B. It's actually creating value. So it's a very productive mission. You know what I mean? It's and that I think is motivating for everyone.
Right. What are the other differential things that you've done to build this company?
See, our business model has been very unique as well, right? So we've built our business in a way where we sit as a operating system between over 200 partners in the market. So if you talk about insurance, capital, courier, warehousing, packaging, marketing, CPaaS or telephony. What we did is basically became a platform for our merchants where we built all the software. So they can very easily, and the software is done in a very easy way, super dumbed down, right? Mobile app first, mobile backward, designed for these SMBs. After, you know, spending 6 years of trying to build failed products for them, you learn that, okay, well, what didn't work and then what would work.
Good,
And then on the back end, almost going to all of these service providers, the best of the best, becoming a bulk kind of buyer to them and enabling their services to these merchants, right? So that model where the tendency sometimes is to kind of
say
that...
it's about the uniqueness of the product, right?
It's about the uniqueness of the way it's designed, right? We think about design of products and software, but we also think design of business. And we're very clear about what we don't want to do. For example, general tendency to, like, once you become big in a vertical or a part of the stack, the tendency is to go and start building vertically, right? To say, okay, well, why do I not own more here? We've actually taken a different route to say, no, I'm going to keep working with the partners, right? We're actually going to go horizontal. And, you know, we started with shipping, went into payments, now doing marketing and so on. We'd rather power the whole stack, own the data, own the merchants, right? Become the dispute layer and really be their friend and represent them than kind of pivoting back into saying, okay, well, because the moment you go vertical, then you no longer care about SME only.
Right.
Then you want to fill your vertical with anybody and everybody, right?
Right.
And that's not the mission of the company.
Right. So are there any, I mean, since you're dealing with a million SMEs, right? So any of the SMBs who've come back and actually said that they're because of ShipRocket.
Many.
I've done what
I've... By the way,
anything
those,
that you want to tell us? Anything that has
yes,
been...
Yes, there are many instances, and those are the ones that really make our day, right? And really kind of give us the confidence that मतलब कुछ कर रहे हैं सही में. सम ऑफ इट हैपेंड आफ्टर कोविड, राइट? वी मेट पीपल, आई फॉरगेट वेयर, लाइक समबडी वॉक्ड अप और आई वाज वेयरिंग अ टी-शर्ट, समथिंग हैपेंड, राइट? एंड समबडी सेड दैट, आर यू फ्रॉम शिप रॉकेट? आई सेड या, यू नो, आई एम वन ऑफ द फाउंडर्स. आई जस्ट वांट टू थैंक यू दैट बिकॉज़ ऑफ यू ड्यूरिंग कोविड माय फैमिली कुड ईट.
Really? Okay.
I'm serious. And when somebody says that to you, gave us goosebumps, saying, holy shit, we've actually made some impact somewhere.
Right.
Because people's shops shut down and people had to very quickly pivot, you know, and we were the only technology platform available to be able to kind of quickly ship your orders and collect COD and get paid, or et cetera, et cetera. So, and of course, and over time, we hold these seller meets every quarter, we go and meet them and so on. And there are lots of such stories that, look, I've been able to grow my business better. I would have shut it down a year ago. If you guys didn't come and help reduce my returns, et cetera, a bunch of things that we do for them.
Right.
And we're just taking all of that motivation and now putting it back into saying, well, if we've done this playbook with shipping and it's worked so well, how do we take it to the rest of the stack,
right,
and really power the whole thing for these merchants? Right.
Family side, Zahil, how?
So I'm married with two children. You know, my daughter's 11, my son's 6.
Right.
They're a bundle of joy.
And what is your favorite destination? Do you holiday? Or you?
I do. I love to travel.
I hope you go to the merchants and all their tier 2, tier 3 cities. Aapne khud kitni, cover kari hai tier 2, tier 3 cities?
Bahut sari to nahi kari hai, I'll be honest. You know, because like I said, we divide and conquer as a team. But I have been to Pune, I have been to Agra, to Jaipur, I've been to a few.
Right.
You know, my team was also in Mysore, we haven't been there. But yeah, so I've done a few. But I think I don't like to holiday as much as to travel,
right?
You know, and I try and make it a routine to try and do it at least once a quarter or once in 2 months. It could be even a 1 day, 2 day thing, just to kind of get a different perspective. And my wife enjoys that as well, like, and it's a great kind of great to have a companion. You know, who enjoys.
What's
that.
What's your favorite destination?
I don't have a favorite destination. Yeah, I enjoy the mountains and the beach. So, ऐसा मेरा कुछ है नहीं. I like to get out to new places,
right,
to kind of meet new people or have new experiences. That's kind of what I thrive on. Huh. It's, I don't have like, अरे मुझे यहीं जाना है, ऐसा कुछ नहीं है.
What are your plans on Ship Rocket, right? Next 3 years, 5 years, where do you see yourself?
See, I think this market for e-commerce today is about 80-90 billion. So there are studies saying 350 billion and so on. But let's assume it, at some period it happens, or let's take a pointer when it's about 200 billion,
right,
whenever that is, right?
Yeah.
And let's say 5 years. And I think with the sort of economy now, the way it's being projected, with the GDP, the way it's being projected, with consumer spending and so on, the way it's being projected, I think there's a very exciting time lying ahead of us.
Hmm.
As this part, as the overall e-commerce business grows, this part of the market, the direct commerce market, will grow faster.
Right.
Just to give you perspective, when we launched ShipRocket, this was probably 2% of the market.
Right.
That's now 15% today, 20% today. US is 40-45%.
Yeah.
And US market is much deeper. Right?
Even on the larger marketplaces, I think you're seeing at least 20-25% now. Correct. Being
correct.
All the SMBs who are getting listed, right? So
yes, and I think SMBs and then selling directly. I'm talking more about
You're talking about D2C.
I'm talking about direct commerce, where Insta, all of these, that kind of the market in the US or even Southeast Asia is enveloped into a very big part of the market, right? So our belief is that this will become 30%, 25-40%, whatever, at one point, and that's a huge market. So assume there's a $50 billion market at some point, $75 billion market at some point. And really, what shape commerce will take, we don't know. Because it's not like, you know, today we mimic the US or China. We don't. We have our own unique ways of doing commerce. You know, there are people who run an ad in the paper, put a phone number, and have 10 people sitting in a call center taking orders and then ship them.
Right.
This is like a very unique way of doing commerce, right?
Yeah.
So rather than trying to build an application or build a marketplace and say, okay, this is how people can do commerce, I think that's done.
Yeah.
We're instead trying to build the components of saying, dekho, marketing, payments, shipping, warehousing, support, ye lagne wala hai, no matter how you do commerce. So we would rather be in the components business so people can connect them how they want and run their commerce. And I believe that building those components, making them interoperable, having them available, and really power this SMB to be able to kind of do this business in an effective way.
So where do you see next 3-5 years? You see yourselves being like 3-5 times of what you are, right?
Definitely, right? We would, in fact, if we power about 3-3.5 billion today, our dream is to power like half of the GMV that's available at least in 5 years, and maybe more in the following years, because the way we are designing things, right, it is going to happen. And even if the merchant doesn't want to use our shipping but wants to use our payments, they'll do it.
So how do they discover this?
Or already sell online.
But aapke ye vernacular mein bhi aate hain log phir?
आते हैं
हिंदी स्पीकिंग यू फाइंड अ लॉट बिकॉज़ लॉट ऑफ टियर 2 टियर 3
पर जनरली आप नोटिस करोगे कि जो उनका लैंग्वेज ऑफ बिजनेस है ना दैट कंटिन्यूस टू बी इंग्लिश कंफर्ट माइट बी टू स्पीक इन हिंदी और मराठी और बंगाली
but there are a lot of entrepreneurs who are not English speaking so how are you going to solve their problem
we will so ultimately as bharat which is the next big focus starts coming into focus right vernacular hum log ka by the way sara platform hai koi use nahi karta so that's why you know we realize ki wo kehne ke liye sahi hai but ultimately people know how to use it right. business language ke liye aata hai na phone pe they are comfortable in you know the native language is okay
right
end buyers ke liye for example we do vernacular when we send out communications and so on wo sab vernacular hai
and rural
Rural.
Will you actually get to rural India as well?
We already, so if technically today somebody wants to start a business there and start reaching everywhere, they can do it.
They can do that.
They can do it. Of course, usme hand-holding aur zyada lagegi. Are we helping with that hand-holding today? Not yet.
Yeah.
I do think wahan se dhire dhire slowly trickle ho raha hai. We have seen some cases, right? There is a case of this Adivasi hair oil, which is on the outskirts of like near Mysore, where there are a bunch of entrepreneurs who make it at home. And they market it on like a single page website kind of a thing and WhatsApp.
Right.
And we do their shipping and collect cash on delivery.
Excellent.
That's rural.
Yeah.
Right? But we are finding more use cases like that.
Huh.
But I think we'll have to do more effort as a company to try and kind of figure out exactly how to.
Yeah,
how
I think that can actually create the entire economy. Or, I mean, I'm saying at least contribute towards the growth of the economy.
I agree.
Jab hum actually Bharat ke gaon mein jaake aur ye sab karenge, right?
That, correct,
then it
correct,
could just
correct,
create correct. A. Totally different wow moment for you guys.
Yeah.
So, Sahil, what do you do in your free time?
Yeah, I spend time with my family. You know, I would love to say I play the guitar. I'm actually pretty good at it,
really?
But I haven't been able to kind of make time for it. But I like to read once in a while. Like I said, travel.
Yeah.
I love traveling. You know, and
do you Google
it.
Yourself? Have you done that earlier?
I've done it to check if Google will recognize me for anything other than being the CEO of ShipRocket, but it doesn't. So clearly my identity right now is.
So what is the identity? You are a guitarist. Guitarist. Yeah.
Yeah, guitarist. Yeah. You know, I.
You want to start your own band?
I was in a couple, right?
Right.
In the States as well as in India, but and I'm actually pretty good, but why is that? You know, I thought कि नहीं इसमें करियर टफ है you know, इसको कुछ कभी और करेंगे
आपने स्कूलिंग कहाँ से करी है
फ्रॉम दिल्ली
दिल्ली विच स्कूल वर यू इन
आई वाज इन सेंट कोलंबस
ओके सेंट कोलंबस ओके हू इज योर फेवरेट एक्ट्रेस और एक्टर
ऐसा है नहीं मेरा आई एम वेरी यू विल फाइंड मी विद सॉन्ग्स मूवीज एक्टर्स बी यार ऐसा कुछ आंसर
नो फेवरेट एक्टर नो फेवरेट एक्टर
एक नहीं है कोई यार सब मिक्स्ड है आई लाइक प्रियंका चोपड़ा फॉर एग्जांपल आई लाइक आलिया भट्ट
यू नो
एंड इट्स Again, but I also like other people the next month, so there's no such...
So you're like, change every month.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a fixed view on these
things.
You don't
have a fixed view. What's your favorite movie?
I actually love Hera Pheri.
Hera Pheri, the new
and
one, Hera Pheri
apna,
one.
I love Andaz Apna Apna. In fact,
one?
In my cabin, one of my team members has gifted me this, like a caricature. Like cartoon of all the Indian villains,
right?
You know, so I love that kind of brand of humor a lot. So I love Andaz Apna Apna as well.
Excellent. And how do you describe yourself in one word, two words?
I would say driven. Yeah, I'm very like goal seeking. You know, saying that okay, ye karna hai, backtrack and do kaise hoga. And that's how I've always been. Even as a child, I've always like ye mujhe karna hai. I'm gonna figure out a way to do it, and that's carried forward.
Passionate,
you know?
Is that?
Passionate.
नहीं goals मतलब you are focused and you are passionate.
I'm not always focused,
not
but
always
I'm very focused. Very focused on getting it done.
Right.
But I may be very unstructured in getting there.
Done.
In getting there.
Uh-huh.
But that focus every day of saying नहीं करना है करना है करना है that is that would be my entire personality to be honest.
Uh-huh.
A large part of it at least.
So you like implementation, right? I mean
yeah. In fact, I don't know if you saw in our lobby our main we have five values, but the main value is get ship done.
Right.
Right, and it's not just you know it's got a couple of meanings. One is to obviously we ship products. We also want to ship out new code, and then we want to get stuff done. Right, to focus are very very much on execution and doing things faster and you know.
What do you do before you sleep? First, last thing that you do in a day.
Set the alarm.
Set the alarm. Body clock still doesn't work.
No.
No. Okay. No,
doesn't work. Huh. It's. एक्चुअली एक टाइम आया था कि बीच में रिदम सा हो गया था एंड आई वाज रियलाइजिंग कि हाँ टू मिनट्स पहले आराम के हो रहा है पर वो फिर कुछ ही टाइम के लिए आया था इट्स नॉट रियली स्टक सो आई हैव टू पुट द अलार्म आई पुट लाइक 4-5 ऑफ देम 15 मिनट्स अपार्ट सो आई वेक अप ऑन एटलीस्ट वन
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a deep sleep, is it? Or
I guess
deep,
so.
Yeah. Netflix?
I watch Netflix, yeah. Sure.
What's your favorite?
Railway Man dekhi thi. I actually thought it was a pretty good series about the Bhopal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well made, I thought.
Uh-huh. It's a good one, yeah.
And again, so like I said, I'm fairly flexible in terms of, you know, music aap bologe, kya favorite hai. Charlie Puth favorite as well, because my kids are listening to it.
Right.
So, you know, I've caught on to it as well. So that's my sort of, you know, I used to play rock, and if you ask me, my classical favorite kya hai, and that's rock.
Yeah.
I love rock.
Uh-huh. But I'm just saying, any top 3, 4, 5 things you want to tell the guys who want to get into an entrepreneurial journey, who are already into an entrepreneurial journey, or who are, you know, getting maybe on the situation where they just want to drop off, or they don't know what their ambition is.
I think one important one, you know, and I've only realized this after talking to other entrepreneurs, is that you have to do it for the right reason.
Hmm.
Right? And I always tell people this, people think this is how you'll make money, I'll have more freedom. अगर उस वजह से कर रहे हो ना आपको शॉक लगने वाला है बिकॉज वो दोनों ही नहीं है फ्रेंड माय पॉइंट इज यू हैव टू हैव अ रीजन टू डू इट एंड द रीजन शुड बी बिग इनफ वेयर यू लाइक हां दिस इज नाउ बॉदरिंग मी इनफ कि अगर मैं नहीं करूंगा ना 10 साल के बाद मैं बहुत रिग्रेट करूंगा अनलेस दैट काइंड ऑफ फीलिंग इज देयर बिकॉज आपको फिर बहुत मुश्किल होने वाली है टू काइंड ऑफ यू नो यू विल कीप फाइंडिंग रीजंस टू नॉट डू इट लेटर
राइट
सो दैट रीजन कुड बी एनीथिंग लाइक आई सेड देश को प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व करना जरूरी नहीं है सबकी मोटिवेशन हो My point is ki it should be bothering you enough
right, to solve
that
it.
You feel that I'm going to regret it. Once you start feeling that regret, right?
So when you thought about the SMB segment, yeah. Was there some experience that you had and you said, I want to solve this for the SMBs? I mean,
we came from all the founders, we're all from SMB families, right?
Right. So
we were SMBs ourselves. So there was this kind of natural understanding of growing up in those families. They all ran small businesses. So we kind of had a view ki haan yaar, kuch nahi hai, tools nahi hai, and so on. But other than that, I think the problem Gautam and I were having is that we wanted to do our own thing. Wo badi problem thi hamare liye, yaar ye karna hai, abhi nahi hoga to fir, you know, and I was married and just about to have a child, had just literally settled down in the US, both my wife and I had just gotten jobs, and then 6 months later, we're like, nahi, hum ja rahe hain, wapis ja rahe hain, you know, because karna
hai. Was it a big change from an MNC to entrepreneurship?
It was. Uh-huh. It was, and
would you recommend people like people
100%? Provided you have the right.
Is there an age limit?
I don't think so.
A lot of people say that after 35, 40, you should venture into.
ऐसा कुछ नहीं है. I mean, again, there's all these stories, right? KFC, ये वो. ऐसा कुछ है नहीं लेकिन. I don't think it's not an age limit thing. It's that itch. I'm going on saying if you have that itch. Feeling of कि मुझे regret होने वाला है.
हाँ.
वो है. I think that is a trigger. It's not age.
Right. Right. Any other? So itch. Something which doesn't let you sleep at night.
Yeah. Yeah, basically that kind of thing should be there. And then other than that, like I said, focus on fewer things. I've also learned over time that sometimes you go after trying to, you know, go after now that I know is called Red Ocean to say that, okay, let's, it's a huge market, let's go and do it. But huge market also means huge competition.
Right.
Right. So I found over time that no, it's better to go after a very small market, build it to a point where you say, dekho, ab is market mein toh, If I go, these my customers, I could have 100 customers, they will be very unhappy.
Right.
Get to that kind of rhythm first, then say, abhi maine kar liya, now I'm going to start expanding the market, right? So basically, think big, act fast, build small,
right?
Scale fast, fail fast, right? If you can follow these 3-4 things,
right.
And focus on trying to very quickly iterate, and rather than saying ki itni choti market ise kya hoga, ha nahi hoga, but pehle uske liye
karke
prove kar lo apne aap ko, because what you will learn in that journey,
right.
And you will see ki ha jab acha chalta hai na to aisa dikhta hai,
right.
Wo koi nahi bata sakta aapko, aap khud samajh jaoge, then you say chal main thodi bade market pakadta hu, nahi dikh raha aisa, something is wrong,
right.
So that you need to do that loop a little bit, and I know it's counterintuitive, because most investors will tell you market is too small, mat karo, bahut sari noise aati hai 10 jagah se. Over time we learned ki theek hai, it doesn't matter, for you to learn in your own journey, focus on something smaller,
and
where at least your customers love you,
right?
Right, and you made something valuable. Chahe wo bahut choti market hai. That learning will give you so much that you know it will allow you to really build something valuable after some time.
Right. So start small, expand,
correct.
Stay focused. Yeah. No, I think this is wonderful, Sahil. Thank you for
absolutely
all your time. Really, really appreciate it.
Likewise, pleasure talking to you, and thanks for coming down and giving me the opportunity to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward. Thank you.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Thanks.